Focusing on single-agent chemotherapy, I'm curious what your take is in terms of the three available taxanes and how you choose between them.
I tend to choose amongst the taxanes, i.e. Taxol, Taxotere, and Abraxane, based on what the patient has been exposed to in the past. So I try to avoid the agent that they've had in the past. So if I've used dose-dense Taxol, I tend not to go back to Taxol. I may use Taxotere or Abraxane. I think there is some interesting data suggesting that Abraxane may be the more desirable of the three agents. It's a shorter infusion. It doesn't have the allergic reactions. You don't need the pre-medication. And there is, again, some suggestion that it may have enhanced activity. So I tend to think highly about Abraxane and often will use it alone, but more often will use it in combination with other agents as well.
What agents would you combine it with?
I've used Abraxane with carboplatin. I've used Abraxane with bevacizumab. So I've tended to combine it with a variety of agents.
You mentioned the fact that premedication is not required with Abraxane. How much of an advantage is it, and what kinds of problems do you see from premedications?
I don't know that I see problems with premedication other than the long-term administration of steroids is a downside for patients. You have to be inherently concerned about the fact that you're giving women 10 milligrams of Decadron. What is that doing to their bone? What is that doing to their other immune function? I think the biggest issue oftentimes is the woman who's driving herself to the office. You're giving her Benadryl, you're giving her Tagamet, you're giving her Decadron, whereas with the Abraxane, you can avoid that. So it makes it much easier for the woman to drive herself for her appointment, to get her chemotherapy, and go on about her life. It also is important in terms of shortening her stay in the chemotherapy infusion area. That's important for the patient, but it's also important for an office. We're now living in an era where efficiency in administration of chemotherapy, time management of your chemotherapy infusion space have become very critical factors. As our reimbursement has declined, time management, efficiency management in a practice have become big issues. And again, that ability to avoid those added infusions is a positive one.
What about specifically the diabetic patient? What kinds of complications do you see there?
Again, I don't know that I've seen tremendous complications from the Decadron that we give as a premedication, but it's a concern. Basically, the patient is going to be monitoring their glucoses more often, having to make changes to their insulin regimen more often, whereas with the lack of premedication with Abraxane, it's a true desired thing.
What schedule of Abraxane do you generally utilize?
I tend to utilize the weekly schedule of Abraxane. I find that the weekly schedule gives me more flexibility in terms of adjusting to toxicity. I feel the same way about the taxanes. Not only is there data now that the taxanes are more effective, at least Taxol is more effective when given weekly than when given every 3 weeks, but I find that that ability to adjust doses and to adjust to toxicity is a real boon for giving weekly therapy.